The reign of Mary before the Antichrist. This morning, just a few hours ago, I did a presentation on the end times and the prophecy of the great French monarch. It was live. And while I was doing it, I had a prophecy, a passage from St. Louis de Montfort. I had a pencil in a book, and during the show, the pencil rolled out and I lost the prophecy. And I had promised 14 prophecies regarding the great French monarch. So I wanted to jump back on here. I'm live right now and give you that quotation from St. Louis de Montfort. Before I do, though, in that section of the video I'd done this morning, I was going over the reign of Mary. And I was talking about the Venerable Bartholomew Holzhauser and how he divides church history up into six ages. And he says, according to him, we are living in the fifth age. The fifth age is from, according to him, the time of the Emperor Charles V, so the 1500s, and it goes all the way through to the reign of the great monarch, the great French monarch, which I covered extensively this morning, and the great holy pontiff. And I'll read this from Holzhauser for you. He says that the fifth epoch of time dates from the reign of Charles V until the reign of the great monarch. Quote, the sixth age of the spirit, this is the one after our time, commences with the powerful monarch and the holy pontiff and will last until the appearance of the Antichrist. This will be the age of consolation in which God will console his spirit of the affliction and the great tribulation of the preceding age. All the nations will be united in the Catholic faith. Men will seek the kingdom of God in all solicitude. The Lord will give good pastors to the church. Men will live in peace, each in his own field. They will be reconciled with the one God. They will live in the shadow of the powerful monarch and his successors. Many saints and doctors will flourish in the earth. Men will love reason and justice. Peace will reign in all the universe, because the divine power will bind Satan for many years until the son of perdition will rave anew. The son of perdition is the Antichrist. The sixth epoch of the world, which commences with the emancipation of the people of Israel and the restoration of the temple and the city of Jerusalem, will endure until the advent of Jesus Christ. Now, that's Holzhauser on the reign of the Spirit, the time of peace, the reconciliation. Other people refer to it as the reign of Mary, and the prophecy that I was going to give from St. Louis de Montfort uses that language, and that's why I want to share it. So if you were watching with me this morning, and there's that one embarrassing moment on camera live where I opened my book and the pencil fell out and I lost the passage, I went back and I found it. And here it is. St. Louis de Montfort, who I remind you is from the 1700s, he says, the power of Mary over all devils will be particularly outstanding in the last period of time. She will extend the kingdom of Christ over the idolaters and Muslims, and there will come a glorious era when Mary is the ruler and queen of hearts. End quote. So just like the other prophets and saints that we looked at, there is the idea that after our current age, there'll be a minor chastisement, which most identify with the 3 days of darkness, which I covered last week. Please see my YouTube channel to get that video. And then there will be a new pontiff. Anna Maria Taigi says that Peter and Paul themselves will appoint this new pontiff, and he will crown a great monarch who comes from France or is somehow associated with France. And the two of these will restore Christendom on planet Earth. So anyway, this isn't a full show. I just wanted to jump on and give that quote that I had lost this morning, because I promised you 14 quotes. And by the way, right next to my head, that's St. Louis de Montfort. I promised you 14 quotes and I only gave you 13. So I came back on. I'm giving you that quote because Louis de Montfort's tying in this whole idea that there will be a period of peace, a period of the Holy Spirit, what he calls the reign of Mary. So if you like this video, even though it's a short one, please hit the like button. Please share it, even though it is a mini one. You can share it bottom right next to the like. There's a thumbs up. If in the share, you can share it on Facebook or Twitter. I'd appreciate that. And even though this is a mini video, still going to pray. And since we're talking about the Reign of Mary, we'll pray the Ave Maria. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et ora mortis nostrae. Amen. And yes, I see in the questions, people asking about the warning and the illumination of conscience, and I am doing research on that, just like I did on the video this morning. I want to give you solid, backed up, legit discussion on the warning and the illumination of conscience. So yes, I'll be doing that. And then I also hope to do a timeline video projected based on these prophecies and private revelations of what this would look like. Obviously, we wouldn't have exact times or lengths of time, but we can kind of get an outline and maybe get that drawn up or put something on the screen to help you see that as well. Okay, well, thanks so much. Thanks for watching. And of course, you know what I'm going to say. Pray the rosary. If you don't pray the rosary, you're not on the team. Our Lord Jesus Christ said you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to share. Godspeed.